The Libyan revolution may be officially over, but the battle is not over for the women in that country. Women head two ministries in the new government, health and social affairs, but that's two out of 26. Carolyn Hawley is a correspondent for our partner, the BBC, and reports about a new generation of young women's rights activists who will have their work cut out for them.
It's 8:30 in the morning and consultant paediatrician Dr. Najwa Fitouri starts her rounds at the Al Jalal Maternity Hospital in the intensive care unit. During the revolution, she helped smuggle drugs to treat Libyans injured in their uprising against Muammar al-Gaddafi. Now, with the rebirth of Libya, she says she'll battle for a better role for a new generation of women and girls.
I hope that someone of them will be a leader, so I will tell them that we were your doctors.
Is this a good time to be a baby girl born in Libya?
I think yes. We will take our chances.
At a women's conference in Tripoli attended by Najwa, they demanded a 40% quota for women in the committee that will be appointed to draft a constitution after elections next year. They're worried there'll be attempts to base it on strict Islamic law, particularly after the head of the NTC, Mustafa Abdul Jalil, announced at the liberation of Libya in October that restrictions on polygamy would be removed, and the legal system based on Sharia law.
If we've got a committee full of Mustafa Abdul Jalils, then we might as well just pack up and leave if that's what's going to happen.
Salha Soussi, in headscarf, high heels and flowing black gown, is from Women for Libya, a group of exiles who've returned and are working to empower women.
We're going to have these massive challenges and obstacles ahead of us in trying to enforce this greater inclusion of women, but there are so many women's events, and there are so many meetings and groups formed on almost a daily basis. We can talk now, we can protest.
At one recent protest outside the Prime Minister's office, young women chant that they won't leave the premises until they've met him. Organisers complain that while the new authorities have been looking after wounded men, they've neglected women who suffered a terrible crime. The International Criminal Court is investigating allegations that rape was used by Muammar al-Gaddafi's forces as a weapon of war. No one knows on what scale, because rape is seen as the ultimate shame in this deeply conservative society, and victims don't come forward. This is a song written anonymously by one victim about her ordeal. And women activists like Sarah Shukri say the silence has to be broken.
I've heard that 36 suicide cases happened in last month in Misrata alone. For them to reach that point, to decide that there is no way out of this situation unless I kill myself, tells you a lot about the situation here in Libya.
And you're from a group called Phoenix.
Phoenix, Libya.
Do you think in the new Libya, women really can rise?
Yeah, I believe so, because for the first time in the government we have two ministers now. Some people would say it's not enough, but it's a start.
What do you think are the obstacles you face in getting what you want now?
We're very, very afraid of extremists. But other than that, everything looks like it's going in the right direction for us. I'm really hopeful. I'm really optimistic about the new Libya. I already see so many potential, so many opportunities.
Carolyn Hawley is a correspondent for our partner, the BBC.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.